two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. KSL's top story this hour. Authorities say property owners with roofs under deep snow should not try to remove it on their own. That's after a 50-year-old man from Holiday got buried in a roof avalanche at Brighton. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard Bell has the latest.
Yeah, Maria, the Unified Police Department were sent to the residents for a welfare check when they found 50-year-old Ryan Peterson. Apparently, he had gone to his cabin on Monday and attempted to clear several feet of snow from the roof to prevent a collapse. It avalanched and he was buried underneath and tragically passed. Mayor of Brighton, Daniel Canope, told Dave and Dijanovic this morning that in the canyons, he's seeing up to 8 feet of snow on some roofs.
We've had several. I mean, we're up to probably 10 either roof collapses or partial collapses in the town of Brighton.
He says if the snow hasn't caused a collapse yet, it's almost safer to allow it to melt naturally rather than attempting to clear it yourself. Reporting live, Hugo Ricard-Bell, KSL News Radio.
Avalanches like the one at Brighton are more rare, but the Wasatch Mountains added a few more inches of snow during yesterday's storm. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly tells us that means that there are some risks.
The avalanche danger is currently in the moderate range. Director of the Utah Avalanche Center, Chad Bracklesberg, says even less steep slopes can shed snow in slightly warmer temperatures, both in the mountains and from rooftops.
Now, Bracklesberg says the best thing is to be prepared in the outdoors and to keep pets, kids, and yourself away from roofs as the snow melts. KSL's top national stories this hour. New details suggest a history of problems at the site of a deadly New York City garage collapse.
It fell without warning, a four-story garage in lower Manhattan, pancaking floor by floor on Tuesday, killing one worker, injuring five others. Nine-year-old Jensen Blance lives on the block.
It was very scary at first, like hearing the crumbling.
A check of the building's record shows 64 violations dating back to 1976, including an open hazardous violation for cracks in the concrete from 2003. Adam Cohen parks here daily.
Kind of normal wear and tear. You know, we didn't think it was going to collapse.
The injured and the dead, all workers at the garage. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
The debt ceiling debate rages on with President Biden speaking today in Maryland.
The White House says President Biden will speak to union workers in Maryland about how his vision for the economy grows from the middle out, as he claims MAGA Republicans are pushing an agenda that trickles from the top down. The president and GOP lawmakers are in a standoff over how to raise the debt limit as the U.S. approaches the date it could default on its $31 trillion debt. House Republicans are pushing a plan to raise the debt ceiling that would also repeal the president's Inflation Reduction Act focused on climate change and health care. The White House is blasting that plan. Elizabeth Schulze, ABC News, Washington.
The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to decide today whether it will weigh in on the legal challenges regarding the abortion drug mifepristone. ABC's Tara Moran says that if the drug is banned, it would affect all 50 states, even those where abortion is legal.
If you recall, one of the things that the Supreme Court majority that overturned Roe versus Wade said is we're returning this to the democratic processes. Well, there are a lot of states that that would legalize, that would keep abortion legal. These lawsuits that are before the court today and more that are coming want to use the power of the judiciary to overturn the democratic will of the people in those quote, pro-choice states.
Mifepristone was approved by the FDA 2 decades ago. It's used in more than half of the abortions in the U.S., including in cases where women suffer miscarriages. The nation's defense secretary is defending the age of the military as he fields questions about the intelligence leak probe. Reporters asked him today whether it's appropriate for a 21-year-old service member to have access to sensitive information.
The vast majority of our military is young, and so it's not exceptional that young people are doing important things in our military.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was in Sweden talking up the country's bid to join NATO. We could be looking at more landslides than we're used to with the heavy spring runoff coming on the heels of 3 dry years.
State geologist and head of the Utah Geological Survey, Bill Keach, says they normally respond in person to a landslide once a year, if that. But this year they've already responded to slides in Mountain Green, Kaysville, Fruit Heights, Immigration Canyon, and they're not done.
We hope our engineering is better, but our urban sprawl has pushed us into areas where we weren't built before. And we're trying to keep an eye on that.
Keach says while infrastructure has improved and mountainside builders have gotten more savvy, they want to make sure people are prepared.
I know they're coming, yeah. And they are going to happen.
Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic, Ricky Meese, so what a difference a couple days make.
Oh, I know. Beautiful sunshine out there, dry road conditions, and looking good. We do have an accident northbound I-15 in South Salt Lake. It's after 33rd South, mostly to the right, but still some residual slowdowns and a crash called out at 5600 West, 3100 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1206.
Breaking news is just one ask away.
Playing KSL News Radio.
Flooding taking place in other areas along the Wasatch Front.
Lookie Lou's in Sugar House in your home. Tell Alexa, play KSL News Radio. Then listen in your car at 102.7 FM.
At Intermountain Primary Children's Hospital, we made a bold promise to build the nation's model health system for children. Join us in realizing our vision for the future of pediatric care. So together, we can expand primary children's impact and ensure every child has access to the right care at the right place at the right time. For a century, Primary Children's has kept the child first and always. Help us continue to do so for the next 100 years. To get involved, visit primarypromise.org.
Hey guys, this is Kenan Thompson. I have a problem with you. Yes, you. None of y'all told me that Auto Trader has millions of new and used cars that I can shop from home. I thought we were friends. I put smiles on your face, but I'm not smiling. No one told me that with Auto Trader, a dealer can deliver cars to my home, or that I could shop by price on AutoTrader. No one. Consider this friendship that you just learned we had officially over. Finally, it's easy. AutoTrader.
Here's what happens when you get brand new custom vinyl windows from Advanced Window Products. All of a sudden, your house has more curb appeal. Your home is more secure. Your heating and air conditioning bills tumble. And you have a local company in business 37 years standing behind their work for life. But that's not all. Since they build your custom windows at their facility in Salt Lake, there's no middleman markup. So you can save money on the highest quality windows on the market. Argon-filled double-pane glass. Insulation within the vinyl framing. Top of the line, built to spec. They will create magnificent bow windows, doggy doors cut into the glass. Any color, it's all custom, all installed by their team, and every window is guaranteed for life. Rocky Mountain and Dominion offer rebates. Advanced Windows offer 60-month 0% financing, and right now, save $2,000 on 10 windows or more. So save now, pay later. Call Advanced Window Products, 801-850-9100. That's 801-850-9100, or visit advancedwindowsusa.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top local story this half hour, a 50-year-old holiday man has died after he was buried in a roof avalanche in Brighton. KSL News Time, 1207. The American Lung Association is out with its annual State of the Air report. It includes good news and bad news about the air we breathe.
The American Lung Association says 1 in 3 Americans are inhaling unhealthy levels of air pollution. The good news is that number's down by about 20 million. The report details how much soot and ozone we breathe, which boils down to what factories, power plants, cars, wood, and forest fires pump into the atmosphere, as well as fossil fuel fumes contributing to a variety of lung diseases. California has the top 4 highest city pollution levels, including Bakersfield, Fresno, Los Angeles, and Long Beach. Andy Field, ABC News.
A group of Utah leaders, including Gail Miller, are working to get a Major League Baseball team in Salt Lake. But what are the odds that that is going to happen? Details from KSL-TV's Andrew Adams.
Florida-based handicapper Adam Thompson gives Utah an implied probability of just over 22% in landing an expansion franchise. That's not as good as Nashville or Charlotte, but it's a better shot on paper than Portland, Las Vegas, and former franchise city Montreal. The handicapper says the state's growing population and economy improved the odds.
The odds maker also credits Utah's history of hosting big events like the Olympics and recently the NBA All-Star Game. During yesterday evening's windstorm, the BYU and Utah baseball teams were battling it out in Provo, and they ended up with a record-breaking score. There were a bunch of home runs, and Utah won the game 29-14. The two teams meet again on May 9th. KSL News Time, 12:09. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s is brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. What's happening, Ricky?
Still some slowdowns waiting for you out there on northbound I-15. It's due to a crash after 3300 South, and it's mostly to the right, but we have backups to 4500 South. But that's the only spot of slowing that I'm seeing on any of the Salt Lake County freeways or along I-15 in Weber, Davis, or Utah counties. We also have a side street crash at 5600 West, 3100 South in West Valley. If winter weather and snow plows turned your parking lot into Swiss cheese full of holes, call Utah's trusted paving, asphalt, and concrete specialist. Go Pave Utah. For free same-day estimates, call Go Pave Utah. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Chilly air has settled in behind the cold front. We'll go partly cloudy skies today with a high of 49, slight breeze out of the northwest. 33 overnight on the cold side with a chance for some rain, snow, showers. We go to 48 by tomorrow afternoon with another round of rain, snow, showers possible. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, 41 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Not nearly as nice as Monday when I was out in the yard digging up some things, transplanting things up, planting some pots. Oh, don't you love spring? It's finally here. And I'm telling you about my garden boxes and my beds. And really, the way to get those off to the best start is with some really good product. And that's where the dirt bag comes in. The dirt bag's organic mountain compost or their Garden Soil Plus will get your yard off to a great start. And the dirt bag, it just makes your life so much easier. I mean, they deliver this bag right to your driveway. You just open the bag and you start planting. There's no lugging bags around the yard. And they offer everything from bagged garden soil, shredded bark mulch, dark or black bark mulch, and organic mountain compost. And they will even match all competitors' pricing on their cubic yard bags. Now, if you need to save a little bit more money, you have a pickup truck, you can drive down to the dirt bag. You can pick up the bulk order. They just ask that you call ahead. The dirt bag, you can find out more information about these great products. Visit thedirtbag.com for more details. Again, that is thedirtbag.com. This is one dirt bag you love.
I'm Howard Mackler, founder of Innovation Refunds. You've heard me talking about the payroll tax refund for months. If you own a business, even if you've asked your CPA about this, you owe it to yourself to take another look. We provide a licensed and insured tax attorney who evaluates your company at my expense to determine eligibility. Businesses of all types can qualify, so go to GetRefunds.com to potentially get a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee. Download the Innovation Refunds app or go to GetRefunds.com, GetRefunds.com.
Get the car or truck you want and a competitive offer for your trade at Performance Automotive in Bountiful. Looking for your first car? Maybe you want rugged power or the stylish ride of your dreams. New or used, Performance Automotive in Bountiful has the car or truck you need. Plus, they'll give you a competitive offer on your trade and a check on the spot. Performance Automotive in Bountiful. Ford, Lincoln, Honda, Toyota, and Ford Truck Country in Woods Cross. Performance Automotive.
Any Hour Services free furnace sale is going on right now. If you haven't scheduled your free estimate yet, do it now. Call Any Hour Services today or schedule online at anyhourservices.com.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Are you thinking about buying medicine online? A search for online pharmacies yields more than 20 million results. But which ones can you trust? Medicines bought from unlicensed online pharmacies can be dangerous. You may get a fake drug, your condition may get worse, or you may experience a bad reaction. Don't put your health at risk. To learn how to find an online pharmacy that's safe and legal, visit fda.gov/besaferx. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
sad news in Brighton. 50-year-old Ryan Peterson was found buried in snow after his roof avalanche, catching him in it. He was apparently trying to clear his roof from several feet of snow. On KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard-Bell.
Second, the U.S. Supreme Court is expected to rule today on whether it will take up the legal challenges to the abortion drug mifepristone. More from ABC in just a moment on that. Third, traffic and weather together with Ricky Meese.
Cleanup continues of the crash in South Salt Lake. Northbound I-15 after 3300 South. It's mostly to the right, but you still have backups into Murray. And the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways all clear. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Partly cloudy and cool today with a high of 49. I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, 39 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. An investigation into comments caught on tape allegedly discussing hiring hitmen and lynching has put the spotlight on a small county in southeastern Oklahoma.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt has been calling for McCurtain County officials, including the sheriff heard on the recording, to step down. Stitt's office says it has now received a handwritten resignation letter from McCurtain County Commissioner Mark Jennings, a letter saying he was resigning immediately. The comments were recorded by a reporter at the McCurtain Gazette News. The sheriff's office, while not addressing what the sheriff and a captain allegedly discussed, is instead saying the recordings have not been validated and posted online that the recording was made illegally and is threatening felony charges against those who recorded it. Alex Stone, ABC News.
In Memphis, a $500 million wrongful death lawsuit filed today in the January beating death of Tyree Nichols after a traffic stop. The family, along with attorneys, including civil rights advocate Benjamin Crump, blaming the city, police department, and officers charged. Nichols' mother, Rovon Wells, calling for change.
Those five police officers murdered my son. They beat him to death. And they need to be held accountable.
The five officers charged with his murder have pleaded not guilty. Fox News settling with Dominion Voting Systems yesterday for $780 million in the defamation case. But Dominion accused Fox of knowingly broadcasting false claims that its voting machines were rigged during the 2020 election. ABC's Aaron Katursky says more legal cases are pending.
Dominion has six more lawsuits pending against former President Trump's allies over their roles in pushing the false claims. Fox is facing a lawsuit from a different voting machine company. Smartmatic is seeking nearly $3 billion in damages.
The Supreme Court expected to issue a decision today whether it will take up challenges to the FDA-approved abortion drug mifepristone. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Roof avalanches are rare, but we still have some backcountry avalanche danger in general right now. Director of the Utah Avalanche Center, Chad Bracklesberg, told KSL's Heather Kelly, our area is in the moderate risk category.
Unique situations this year with all the snow. So right now, normally we would have spring conditions and we'd be looking mostly at wet avalanche dangers. We did have a storm that delivered a few inches of snow up high with a lot of wind. It would have been yesterday, on Tuesday. And so today we do have some dangers not only of warming temperatures like we'd seen in the spring, but also of some of this wind-loaded snow from the most recent storm.
I'm sure it's most dangerous the higher the slope of the mountain is, but is that the only place that people could experience an avalanche?
No, so we still have a lot of mid and low elevation snow, you know, down to 8,000 feet and a little lower. And so obviously as the lower elevations will be more susceptible to the wet avalanche dangers, and the higher elevations, they won't be warming up as much today. So they're more affected by the new snow and the wind from the storm yesterday.
If you are headed out, he says, check the avalanche forecast first.
Understand what those dangers are and how to avoid them, and then make sure that you have a good travel plan and that you have a transceiver, a probe, and a shovel, and a partner, and that you know how to use your rescue gear.
And authorities say after this morning's roof avalanche, property owners with roofs under deep snow should not try to remove that snow on their own. KSL News Time, 12:19. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Let's check in with Ricky Meese.
We do have a new accident. This is in West Valley City, 2100 South, 3200 West. Even though it is blocking lanes of travel, you're able to get around it, and there are no delays. But where we do have slowdowns from a crash, that's in South Salt Lake. This is northbound I-15. The crash is in between 33rd and 2100 South, mostly to the right shoulder, but we still have backups into Murray. The expert cataract surgeons at Moran Eye Center can help you see the world in vibrant clarity with state-of-the-art cataract care customized for your lifestyle. MoranEyeCenter.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7A forecast. How about a high of 49 today? A little breezy out of the northwest. Partly cloudy skies will keep it dry. Rain, snow, showers possible. They'll be scattered tomorrow. High of 48. 55, mostly cloudy with a slight chance for a shower on Friday. And then we go to 60 degrees, mostly cloudy on Saturday. 67 on Sunday. Another chance for some showers on Monday. High of 65. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City, 39 degrees. 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Quick check of the markets. Dow is in negative territory, but the Nasdaq's up. We'll get a complete update of your money news coming up next.
Experience the passion and artistry of our world-class musicians when you bring your special someone to the symphony. Tickets start at $21 or just $10 for anyone under age 30 at utahsymphony.org or by calling 801-533-NOTE. Coming up at the symphony, Terry Fisher leads a program inspired by the striking Nordic landscape and the passions of its people, featuring a U.S. premiere of a new flute concerto performed by guest soloist Emmanuel Pahud, along with Sibelius's Finlandia and Symphony No. 5. April 21st and 22nd at Marisa Brovnell Hall. Then on April 28th and 29th, the Symphony's own principal bassoon Lori Wick and principal clarinet Tad Kalkara shine in a piece Strauss imagined as a dance between a bear and a princess. Get your tickets at utahsymphony.org.
Witness the artistry of the Utah Symphony with a live performance. Go to utahsymphony.org.
Hey, dropping weight and getting healthy, it takes a team.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, what's nice about Soda Weight Loss that Alex and I have been on for some time now is you have a team around you. You have people who are competent. You have people who are in your corner. You have people that are supporting you. You have people that are going to give you advice. You don't have to do this alone, and you can do this on Soda Weight Loss. Over 5,000 people have had tremendous results, as have we. I've dropped 130 pounds on the program, and you can have success too.
If you want to find out more, Soda Weight Loss, S-O-T-A is how you spell it, by the way. Soda Weight Loss, it stands for state of the art. And so if you follow the program, you're going to get results. Guys average 3 to 5 pounds per week of fat weight loss. Imagine what you could do when you stack up a few of those weeks in a row or a couple months that we've like, or, you know, a half a year. My heavens, dropping over 100 pounds is not something that happens, you know, overnight. I'll tell you what it is, though. If you stick with it, you're going to have the success. SodaWeightLoss.com.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry from Weedman Lawn Care. Our golf course quality, timed-release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid-friendly. Strive to be weed-free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, I thought you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Debbie B. wrote, "We used a company that couldn't get our lawn to look like we wanted. We contacted Weedman, and within the first season, our lawn looked awesome. Would recommend them in a heartbeat." Thanks, Debbie. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free, no-obligation quote and see for yourself how easy we are to deal with. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Ethan C., who said, "I've tried other companies, and they do not compare to the quality of the service done by Weedman. The best in the business, hands down." Thank you, Ethan. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
What would you do in the event of a cyber attack on your business? Learn from the experts on April 27th at the WebCheck Security Cyber Summit. Register at WebCheckSecurity.com.
Email from school. How about the incident today?
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm gonna die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, "You need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us."
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 1225. Some Netflix investors want the company to step up after what they call a dismal attempt at a live stream.
Netflix was embarrassed earlier this week when it tried to air a live TV show, but it really couldn't handle that.
It has to be able to pull off a live stream. That's table stakes. And if it can't do that, we're seeing live sports starting to stream across the board in places like Amazon and YouTube. If they're doing the NFL and Netflix can't do a Love is Blind reunion special live on air, then you start to question its tech company bona fides.
Big Technologies' Alex Kantrowitz on CNBC. Netflix is also starting to wind down its DVD by mail business after 25 years. The last red envelopes will be mailed at the end of September.
CNBC's Jessica Ettinger reporting. Watching Utah's money, United Airlines is posting a loss for the first quarter of this year, but the airline says they are hopeful to start raking in a profit during the start of peak travel season this summer. More states are trying to break up Google's digital advertising business. 9 more states have joined the federal government's antitrust lawsuit against the tech giant. Now, the Justice Department accuses Google of illegally monopolizing the digital advertising market by overpowering rivals. Google says the complaint is trying to pick winners and losers in a highly competitive market. More retirement plans are starting to offer annuity options, so 401ks behave more like pensions. Asset management company State Street and Fidelity Investments are out with plans to let investors convert their nest eggs into a steady stream of income. But the Wall Street Journal reports other companies have been slow to follow suit. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow down by 78 points. That's about 0.25%. Sitting at 33,899. S&P 500 up by 2, pretty flat. The NASDAQ up by 25 points. India is on track to become the world's most populous country.
According to data released by the United Nations Wednesday, India could have 1,486 million people by the middle of the year, surpassing China by nearly 3 million people. India wasn't expected to overtake China until later this decade, but demographers say the timing has been sped up by a decrease in infant mortality in India and a drop in China's fertility rate, despite the country abandoning its one-child policy 7 years ago. Claire Bauer, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Spring runoff has been impressive.
A lot of water rushing down that street.
Mud has also built up at the bottom of this hill.
Ankle-deep water here at Wasatch Hollow Park.
Dozens of community members rallied before it could seep into homes.
And it's just beginning.
Don't worry about going to the gym. All you're going to be doing is filling sandbags, I think.
We're keeping an eye on the choke points and trouble spots to make sure you and your family stay dry. Listen each morning and afternoon right here. Flood Watch on KSL News Radio, Utah's severe weather station.
Quarters. Just 25 cents. That's hardly anything, right? The retirement specialists at Capital Wealth Advisors see quarters a little differently. A quarter is a lot when it's a quarter of your retirement savings. Do you want to pay 25% or more in taxes during your retirement? Capital Wealth Advisors can create a plan to help address taxes in retirement. If the only time you think about taxes is when you file them, you do not have a tax strategy. But it's not too late to get one with the help from Capital Wealth Advisors. Act now to make sure you're not paying a quarter, dime, or even a penny more than you should. Call the team at Capital Wealth Advisors at 801-210-5500 to schedule your complimentary retirement tax analysis. A quarter saved is a quarter earned. Call 801-210-5500 now. That's 801-210-5500. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Advisory services offered through Capital Wealth Advisors, LLC, a state of Utah registered investment advisor.
Join KSL and Tim and Amanda this Friday, 2 to 5, at the Salt Lake NPS Store at 1600 Empire Road, npsstore.com. KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Still some problem spots, Ricky?
Yeah, but we're seeing better improvement on I-15 from the crash in South Salt Lake. This is northbound after 3300 South. It's in the final cleanup stages, and those backups are really starting to clear out. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways, including I-15 between Ogden and Provo, looking at a good drive, and still the cleanup continues of an accident in West Valley, 2100 South. South at 3200 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's a cool Utah spring day. We've got breezy winds out of the northwest, partly cloudy skies, high of only 49. 33 overnight with a chance to see some rain, snow, showers move in off a lake. 48 tomorrow, another chance for the rain, snow, showers. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Partly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City and 39 degrees.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time, 1230. KSL's top story this hour. Many parents in the Alpine School District are upset with the district over some possible school closures. Now a parent group says they plan on suing. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe explains.
The parents say they haven't been given enough time to comment, and they say the district hasn't studied the possible impact of closing two schools. Those two schools are Valley View and Sharon Elementary. The district is looking at closing them next school year, and three other elementary schools may close during the following year.
A spokesperson for Alpine says they'll likely make a final decision in June. The Lori Vallow Daybell trial is diving into financial records today. A police investigator is explaining how this shows Vallow Daybell's movements in the months following her children's death. On record, showed that Chad Daybell posted on social media looking for a place to live for a couple with no children. This was just days after the couple was married. Testimony continues today in the murder trial of Lori Vallow Daybell. Now, her family members played a big role in yesterday's hearing. Lori's only living son, Colby Ryan, took the stand, and the prosecution played a phone call between the two right after J.J. Vallow and Tylee Ryan's bodies were found.
People are thinking they're assuming
we walked away.
So you don't know that. That is not what happened.
In the call, Colby accused Lori of murdering the kids. She denied that claim. A Grand County deputy sheriff pulled over a pickup truck that failed to signal a lane change on I-70 yesterday. A police dog indicated there were drugs in the vehicle, and a search turned up 100 pounds of methamphetamine. The driver, Rene Salcido Gonzalez, was booked into the Grand County Jail on drug charges. KSL's top national stories this hour. Two arrests have been made in connection to the mass shooting at a Sweet 16 party Saturday night in Dadeville, Alabama. Mike Segrist is the district attorney for Alabama's 5th Judicial Court.
Even though these are 16 and 17-year-olds, we will be charging them as adults.
The shooting killed four people and wounded more than 30 others. This time, it wasn't the wrong house, but the wrong car that led to violence when four members of an elite cheerleading squad came under fire in Texas.
In a grocery store parking lot in Elgin, Texas, east of Austin, Heather Roth climbed into what she thought was her car and found a man sitting in the passenger seat. It wasn't her car at all, so she got back into the one with her fellow cheerleaders. The man stepped out of that car and approached.
And I rolled my window down, and I was trying to apologize, and then he threw his hands up, and then he pulled out a gun, and then he just started shooting at all of us.
Heather Roth had a flesh wound, but her friend Peyton Washington was critically wounded. Police are holding a suspect. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Florida's Department of Education has approved a rule that would prevent public schools from teaching about sexual orientation and gender identity for all grades. The previous version of the bill banned the topics in kindergarten through third grade. This change would ban them through 12th grade. Local Republicans are condemning what is being dubbed a racist comment that targeted a black lawmaker on Facebook. Clearfield City Council member Carice Thompson tells the Standard Examiner it took at least 2 days for an admin of the Davis County Conservatives page to remove the comment that he feels targeted him and other people of color. Senator Todd Weiler publicly condemned what happened.
The organizers of the group have been attacking other Republicans for years, anyone that doesn't subscribe to their interpretation of the Constitution or their kind of far-right political views.
An admin did address and condemn the comment on their page, but Thompson says he has not received a personal apology. The Utah Republican Convention is this weekend, and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is set to be the keynote speaker.
Utah GOP Chair Carson Jorgensen told the KSL at Night host they are excited to have DeSantis despite the negative feedback they have been getting.
Just try to overlook it and not detract from the day, but you are correct. Yeah, there have been some pamphlets circulating, some tweets made by professors, et cetera, at the college that are not real pleased to see him because they don't agree with his politics. But at the end of the day, Ron DeSantis is coming in. We're excited to have him.
The convention is being held at the UCCU Center at Utah Valley University on Saturday. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
Customs officials in Belgium dumped out thousands of cans of Miller High Life beer recently. ABC pops the top on the so-called champagne of beers to explain why.
If you got the time.
European Union officials did have the time to dump it. Dump what?
Miller beer.
The reason, the slogan written on every clear bottle of Miller High Life, as highlighted by another old commercial.
For well over 115 years, it's been called the champagne of beer.
France's Champagne Committee takes what can and can't be called champagne very seriously. Strict rules restrict the use of the name, and anything called champagne can only be produced in France. The EU says the Miller cans and the beer were destroyed in an environmentally responsible way. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
First look traffic. What's happening, Ricky?
The clearing of the crash northbound I-15 after 3300 South almost completed. Still just a little backup in that area, and the crash that we had 2100 South, 3200 West also in the final clearing stages. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1236.
Start your day with all news in the morning. Then hear David Dejanovic talk about the biggest stories from 9 to noon.
President Trump has gone after the district attorney.
He's painting this as a cast of characters.
Breaking news. Important talk. All morning. On KSL News Radio.
This is Jeff Stout with Fink and McGregor Mortgages Made Simple. FHA has announced a significant reduction in mortgage insurance rates. This can be a game changer for some people. FHA rates are typically lower than conventional mortgage rates. Combine this with lower mortgage insurance and FHA is worth a look. FHA is especially attractive for low down payment, cash out, or credit issues. You don't have to be a first-time home buyer, and you can refinance into or out of an FHA loan. Another attractive feature of an FHA loan is the ability to streamline refinance when rates come down. No appraisal needed, limited documentation, and low cost helps you lower your payment with minimal fuss. Call us today. Fink and McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple, 801-264-9494. That's 264-9494. Or on the web at finkmcgregor.com. NMLS 289-115.
Hi, I'm Jay Broadbent with Alpine Home Medical, and I wanted to let you know what you can expect when you walk into one of our 10, soon to be 11 stores. This story came to us from one of our many five-star Google reviews.
I was panicked and needed help. My daughter had a serious family emergency, and I needed to travel out of town, but I couldn't haul my oxygen tanks with me. I needed portable oxygen. I tried several companies, and they all said I didn't have a prescription. I went to Alpine, and they called my doctor. 20 minutes later, I was on my way with a portable oxygen machine.
At Alpine Home Medical, we understand how urgent your healthcare needs can be. We'll do everything we can to exceed your expectations. Let us help you bring wellness home. Visit us online at alpinehomemedical.com. That's alpinehomemedical.com.
Alpine Home Medical, we bring wellness home.
alpinehomemedical.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News. Recapping our top local story, a group of parents in the Alpine School District say they plan to sue the district over some possible school closures. We'll continue to follow that story for you. KSL News Time, 1238. 50-year-old Ryan Peterson of Holiday died after he was buried by snow while trying to clear off a cabin roof at Brighton. Unified Police Sergeant Melody Cutler tells Utah's Morning News the snow is so deep and heavy in the mountains, she suggests people not to try to clear that snow themselves.
There are professionals that do this, and there are resources out there to help people that possibly can't afford it. With the amount of snow that is up there on the roofs, it's just so incredibly dangerous.
The family of the victim called police and asked for a welfare check after they couldn't reach him. He was eventually found deceased by officers. Boats are returning to the Great Salt Lake Marina. Historically low water levels forced managers to pull boats off the lake last fall, but all the water this spring has changed that.
Currently, we only have a handful. I believe we only have about 5 to 10 boats out there, I believe, that we're planning on putting this week. But when it's at its capacity, that marina can hold 320 boats.
Utah State Park spokesperson Devin Chavez tells Utah's Morning News the lake is up about 3 feet from its low point. He says they're hoping to get another 2 or 3 dozen feet of water as the snow melts. If you're planning to head to one of Utah's 5 national parks to soak up some sunshine this weekend, plan for some long lines. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce reports one reason is that entry fees are being waived on Saturday to kick off National Park Week.
Normally, the cost to drive a single vehicle into one of the parks ranges from $20 to $35, depending on which park we're talking about. But entry is free on Saturday. However, all the other park policies remain in place, meaning if you want to hike Angel's Landing at Zion National Park, you still need that hiking permit, and it pays to get there early as the visitor center parking lot typically fills up very early in the day.
Arches still requires visitors to reserve a timed entry ticket to manage traffic and to prevent overcrowding. KSL News Time, 1239. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Let's check those slow spots with Ricky Meese.
It's really only one area of I-15. It's northbound in South Salt Lake as you go between 3300 and 2100 South. So we've seen improvements. We're just not completely clear of any kind of traffic being bogged down just yet. The rest of the Valley Freeway seeing a good drive. Downtown drivers, you probably know, but you want to consider avoiding 3rd West. With the construction going on, both directions are just a mess between 900 and 2100 South. The American Heart Association believes all mothers deserve quality care. They thank the governor's office for helping pass legislation extending postpartum Medicaid coverage. Visit YoureTheCure.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Look for partly cloudy skies today with clouds increasing as we move towards the latter end of the day. High of 49, a little breezy out of the northwest. 33 overnight with a slight chance for rain, snow, showers. We keep those chances through tomorrow afternoon. High of 48. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Partly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City and 43 degrees. Coming up on Utah's new news, a Utah County Sheriff Sergeant weighs in on the reaction from neighbors after a 16-year-old was shot in Kansas City. That's next as we go in depth on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
A romantic evening. Well, she's the one for you. She always has been. Reservations, someplace nice, intimate conversation, laughter, a little flirting, anticipation, and then the pressure, the anxiety of what's to come. Problems with intimacy are more common than you think. And who wants to schedule romance around those dreaded pills that often just lead to a headache? Plan a visit to Wasatch Medical Clinic. They're helping couples restore intimacy with the most proven form of wave technology. It's backed by 50 clinical studies, including the Cambridge University. You can now regain your love life without the headaches of, well, you get the idea. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now, and not only will the exam and ultrasound be free, they'll also include free testosterone. That's a $650 value. And it's free for those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic now to qualify and take the planning out of your relationship. 801-901-8000.
Hi there, this is Clark Ivory with Ivory Homes. 2023 is going to be amazing, especially if you choose to move into a new Ivory home. If you want to buy a new Ivory home but aren't ready to sell your existing home, we can help out. Smart Move Guarantee takes all the hassle out of renting your existing home. They manage the rental process and maintenance and guarantee your rental rate for 3 years. Smart Move Guarantee is exclusive to Ivory Homes. Drop by one of our model homes today.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-330-1991. That's 1-800-330-1991. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-330-1991. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
KSL News Time, 1245. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
experts are busy monitoring landslide activity in the state, and they say they anticipate a lot more this year. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, the Alpine School District is looking at closing several schools as early as next year, but many parents say they haven't been given enough time to weigh in. Now, a parent group says they plan on suing. Third, traffic and weather together with Ricky Meese.
Back to good speeds once again, northbound I-15 as you go from Murray through South Salt Lake. From the earlier delays due to a crash after 33rd South, a little bit of busy traffic southbound I-15 between 72nd and 90th South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Chilly, breezy, and dry today. Chance for showers tomorrow. I'm Matt Johnson.
Bit of sunshine, 43 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
A decision expected today by the Supreme Court on whether justices will take up challenges on the abortion drug mifepristone or allow lower court rulings to take effect that could restrict access and use. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the FDA-approved drug has been used for more than two decades.
What we can tell American women is that we're going to continue to fight. We've been very clear about that. We feel that the law is on our side here, clearly we're going to wait to see what the court decisions will be later at some point today.
President Biden in Maryland today. He'll deliver a speech this hour on the economy after visiting with union workers. Days after the Justice Department unsealed three indictments related to the Chinese government targeting or spying on Chinese dissidents here in the U.S., FBI officials are sounding the alarm on what they call an inflection point in authoritarian regimes trying to engage in similar acts here and in other countries. On Wall Street, stocks mixed in afternoon trading. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. After a 16-year-old was shot in Kansas City after accidentally knocking on the wrong door, there were reports that the bleeding teenager couldn't get help from neighbors. Utah County Sheriff Sergeant Spencer Cannon told Dave and Dujanovic that we're often told to stay inside and away from something like a shooting, which can cause an internal conflict.
When you talk about people who are in a position to give advice that should be sound, and if a dispatcher tells them, yeah, go ahead after this guy, and then that person gets hurt, I suppose there's a chance that maybe that good Samaritan protection that you have might go away. So, for example, if I, as a detective, for example, give somebody some information and said, hey, this person won't talk to us, will you go talk to them and then tell us what they said? Then there is court precedent saying that they are acting on behalf of the police at their behest. Mm. And the same constitutional protections that that defendant might have just talking to that person as an individual are not in place because they're now talking to that person as an agent of the police. So if dispatch says, don't go outside, stay inside the house, that's probably part of the reason at least why they're telling them that. The other concern is that if you have a situation like that, and I have a really hard time telling somebody don't go and help them because I understand why they want to, and I like to think that I would do the same thing and go out and help that person. But you like to hope that EMS, you know, paramedics and EMTs and would be better trained to help that person medically, that law enforcement would be better trained to confront the danger that is presented should there be an active shooter out there. But that's hard to balance that when you see a person out there who clearly needs help. There may be some initial fear about if they are the person that is the threat. But when that it becomes clear that that person is not, as in the case of Ralph Jarl, then how do you tell yourself, I'm worried about the other danger that might be there. I'm going to stay in my house and let this kid bleed to death on my porch. That's a really hard thing to think about doing if safety is your primary issue.
He says a police dispatcher may have more information that someone wanting to help needs to take into consideration before trying to help.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.